When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We should warn you that this is unscripted and unplanned, and sometimes there is some adult language. So if you have young ears listening, well, either you're a bad parent or you should stop them listening. What I'm saying is there are swears. Enjoy.
Live from the Bill Murray in the arse end of London, it's The Rabbit Hole!
I missed this call here. Who's this?
Oh,
it's French, someone said. How do you know it's French? There we go.
But they're probably...
En français.
Okay.
Bonjour.
Allô? That is what
Hello.
Allô, c'est qui à l'appareil?
Ian.
No, it's Ian. It's Ian for you.
What? Is it me?
Storyboard.
What?
What's a storyboard?
It's a storyboard.
Oh, it's Russell!
Oh, no wonder you're confused by my excellent French.
It's not. Someone said it was a French number. It's an Irish. Who said
you're
it was
racist.
French?
Racists!
Get out.
Racist.
Said it was it. They said you were calling us from France, Russell. Are you in France, Russell?
Je m'appelle Russell.
Oh, you can stay, sir. You can stay. You were correct. J'ai 12 ans. How's it going, Russ?
Not too bad. I've been watching you on Periscope.
I'm glad you said Periscope and not a telephoto lens. Yes?
I have to say, I like the blonde in front of you on the
hey!
Left.
Russell, you old dog.
Well, we're not on 360 anymore, so I'm afraid you can't see her, but we will take photos and we'll send them over, Russ. Is that all right?
No bother.
We're getting loads of calls coming in. Thank you, Russ. Let's.
Who's this?
Who's
then?
Gus? Let's call Gus. Do we know Gus? Anyone know Gus? Oh. Gus Coleman, guys.
He sounds like a cool guy, doesn't he? He's gone out.
Bold it. Gus may have a cool name, but he's a bottler. Just checking. Hang on a minute, we'll cut this bit out. Cut this bit out to make me look slick.
No.
You're such... we'll have... I don't know where it is. We've lost... We had a really long... Oh, there it is. There it is. Listen to this. This is weird. It's a voice message, right? We got. Spooky, isn't it?
It's changed.
I'm coming up. That pill from 96 is finally kicking in. It wasn't a dud. No idea what that is.
Was that
is.
Heavy breathing at the end?
I don't know, but it goes on for another 2 minutes.
Blimey.
Of that. So that's unlistenable. We have had some other... Oh, hang on a second.
Who's this?
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Are you... Doesn't sound good, does it? That doesn't...
You want to get, like, an inhaler or... Yeah, definitely an inhaler.
Flipping out. I think they genuinely were.
I know.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Decisive, I like it. What have you got?
Listen to me when I'm talking. Yeah, I want to know who this is right now.
Oh, someone's got one of those funny apps that does a funny message. This is brilliant. Oh, God. Okay. It's Ian.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you calling my girlfriend in the middle of the night?
Oh, God, it's not a funny app. It's actually someone I know who this is. I'm genuinely sorry about that, sir.
Don't make excuses. You tell me who you are.
My name?
Don't deny it, boy.
I'm not denying anything. My name is Paul
Oi,
Ross.
You better tell me the truth right now.
Seriously, I'm Paul Ross.
You don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm so angry right now. So freaking frustrated.
Friggin' frustrated.
I'm so freaking frustrated?
I think he was serious, man. You're in trouble.
I'm so friggin' frustrated. Abaddon the Despoiler.
Oh. He sounds manly. He's away at the moment, despoiling.
What does that... If you're watching on Periscope, you want to call 0203-286-6370. It's about another 20 minutes left of this recording.
Hello, rabbit hole.
That sounded dirtier than it needed to. Who's that?
This is PDT.
PDT. I often see you on Twitter. Yes, of course. How you doing, fella?
I'm good. I was meant to be doing some writing tonight, but my PC decided to upgrade, so it's been...
Use a pen and paper. What's your problem? What are you writing?
Some jokes about the 1981 Doctor Who spin-off K-9 and Company, so...
Oh, good luck with that.
There's not a lot I can contribute to this conversation, but like always, I've got something. I had the K-9 and Company annual.
Wow.
Yep, that's the correct response.
He should be like... I know none of you lot would be impressed with that. He should be impressed with that. He doesn't give a shit.
Didn't your dad nick K-9 once?
I think technically it was just the K-9 annual, but okay.
Oh, fake news.
Talk to him.
He's looking it up now to make sure that you're not giving us fake news.
Well, I feel like it will be less sympathetic to my other bit of thing that I was going to talk about, because I got stood up today.
Oh.
Good. Yep, there we go. It was someone off one of these dating websites we had arranged to meet, and yeah, she didn't turn up.
What did you do? Talk to her about Doctor Who?
She says she hasn't watched Doctor Who yet, but I had told her that we will watch Doctor Who if we end up spending time together.
Right, okay. Can't think why she didn't show up.
I have no idea why she didn't show up. So, you know, I'm still single, if there's anyone out there.
Good news for the world. So are you going to try again? I mean, does this happen a lot?
It's the first time I've actually been stood up.
What you said at your dating app, and by the way, I begrudgingly admit that you might be right about the K-9 annual.
Thank you.
Sorry? KP. It's not KP, it's K-9.
You type KP.
I want... You idiot! Now I'll destroy you!
Sis, there was a novelisation which was called K-9 and Company.
Oh, hang on a minute, what have we found?
Well, I've got the Companions of Doctor Who, K-9 and Company.
Yeah, that's the novelisation.
He's right, you know, I think he might have you.
I'm glad he can't find love.
I think we'll leave it there, shall we? Bye-bye, rabbit hole.
There's no need for that. No, and before you besmirch the good name of my dead father, he did not steal K-9.
He stole a Dalek.
He stole a Dalek, yes.
Oh, hang on, what we got?
You've got to talk.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hey.
Are you?
Hey, who's that?
Can you see me?
No. Oh, I think we're about to. like...
Ask if you can see us.
Can you see us? Can you see us? That looks like a very stubborn spider. And just like that, he was done.
He's still there. Can you hear us, man? Hey, dude, what's your name?
I am only checking for guns. Bye.
Sorry?
Only for guns. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for masturbating in front of me.
Oh.
It's unbelievable. As this series progresses, we will look at all these other ways of reaching out to people and trying to contact them via social media. But they do. I spent a long time last night looking for ways where you could Skype people, and it.
He's typing something. Gosh, he's got a hand free.
Send only girls. Anyone? We have a microphone. Anyone want to talk to him? No? Can anyone do a really good girl's voice?
Can you do a girl's voice?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, gosh. I'm really horny for sex with you, a stranger. How big is your pee-pee? How big is your peepee? You want me to show the girl on camera? Okay.
Don't show me.
Sorry, it was me. But everything I said is true.
Oh, bless him.
What?
Happy girl.
This, I'm sexy girl. Okay, I'm going to go, bye.
He wants to see you, sexy girl near you. Isn't it funny?
What? That I'm a sexy girl? Call yourself a mate.
I was trying to find... there's nowhere online where you can kind of have safe, friendly chats with people that isn't... Basically, men, they didn't all have their wangers out. Sometimes they had their...
Sometimes they kept their mystery for 5 seconds.
No, sometimes they had their pants very, very tight. Here we go. Here comes a unicorn. I hope that's not a euphemism. Hello!
Hello!
Oh! Hello, who's that?
Hello. Hello, my name is Julia.
Hello. Hello, Julia. Everyone say hello to Julia. Hello! Hey! Welcome to the rabbit hole, Julia. What have you got for us?
I've got a really, really poorly boyfriend, and the Periscope connection's lost, and it was the only thing that was keeping him quiet was enjoying your show.
Keeping him quiet? What?
You know, the whole, oh, I'm so poorly. Oh, I've nothing to keep me quiet.
What's he got? Oh. It's nothing, like, terminal, is it?
Oh, God.
No, it's a cold.
All right, we can laugh at him then. That's what I'm saying. Are we allowed to laugh at him?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I'm not calling from like a hospice or anything.
Because that would be cold.
Well, you know, the way he's talking, you would think.
The periscope is down. We're going to boot the periscope up again for the next one. Because the camera uses a lot of battery, so I need to charge the camera. So we'll do that for the next one. Okay. But can't you entertain your poorly boyfriend, Julia? Can't you?
I have to do that.
She was doing my girl's voice.
24 hours a day, every day.
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh, thank goodness, there's a periscope show. Basil's going to be quiet for
Basil.
5 minutes. Here, just tell him, just give him some sympathy before you go. Here, give him a wee bit of sympathy.
I can't give someone who's called Basil sympathy.
Try.
Hello.
Hello, Basil. Oh.
That's Julia doing a voice.
No, it's Basil Butler, and I'm very, very ill.
Oh, dear.
Pull yourself together, man.
You're rubbish at sympathy.
He doesn't deserve it. He's called Basil. Well, at least...
Go on.
Thank you, Ian, for doing this. It's keeping me alive.
Well, we're coming towards the end of the show, Basil, so I'm worried that's going to push you over the edge.
Well, it's a nice way to go.
Oh, bless him. Oh, that really is tragic.
Oh, it's time for this.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ads, innit? It's ads, innit? It's going to pay the bills. Let's do a little bit of business. You can find us on... well, we're with Acast, so if you download the Acast app, you can find that, and it's a fun little thing, and it looks really snazzy. We're on iTunes as well. Mm-hmm. Reviews and ratings on iTunes, good ones, obviously. If you've got a bad one, then just keep it to yourself. It's mean, isn't it, really? Or go and review...
Scott Mills.
Don't mention him.
He'll be doing this in a few weeks on his show, don't worry. he has a reputation. But reviews and stuff help, and so you can subscribe on iTunes. We're on loads of other podcast things.
You don't like Apple for some reason.
What's your beef? Because I'm old enough to remember when Apple was the alternative. Yeah. And it's like, well, I don't like who's that? I want to say Christopher Biggins, but he didn't invent Microsoft, did he? who invented...
As far as I know. Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. What?
I mean, it's close.
But that's how my brain works. Is that's like, okay... people go, I don't like Bill Gates. I don't like Bill Gates, but I like Apple because Apple's the alternative. But now Apple's become the mainstream.
Yeah.
When was that? Yesterday. Probably when I bought an Apple. Is that when everyone... tosser. But what is your problem with Apple? You're quiet now. Does anyone have a problem with Apple? No. Hand up at the back, sir. Shout it out loud and proud.
Billions offshore not paying their tax.
Jealousy. but you can download it everywhere. We are recording this show this evening in the wonderful Bill Murray in Islington, and it's a fantastic place, and they do lots of comedy and lots of stuff like that. But we are looking to go elsewhere around the country as well, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, we've been thinking we'd like to do Birmingham, Manchester, but really, we're not that fussy, are we? We'd go anywhere where it's cheap and there's...
We want a small place with good Wi-Fi that seats between about 40 and 90.
Yeah, that but also it won't cost us a fortune
to
hire.
Yes, of course, you know, we... Yes,
hello, this is Airborne, and if you don't get in touch with me now, I'm busy.
What?
Please call me back later.
I don't know how to stop this.
Hello?
Hey, Eben.
Oh, your internet is shit.
I'm just going in to see how I'm enjoying church night.
Oh, you're a good one.
It is good. Oh, Ebert, listen, it's not the best life. I'm going to let you go. But who does this sound like, actually? I've just realised...
Oh, no. We're not allowed to do that impression anymore.
What?
Jimmy Savile.
No! No.
No, you put Jimmy Savile in my head, I've got a channel in.
It sounded like that caller that didn't speak. Alec
no, not Alec Guinness.
Who Hancock. Said... Hancock.
Not Hancock. No. Cher. Now I've got Alec Guinness in my head. Now I'm doing Alec Guinness.
That bit was
spot on. You know when somebody would get... I can't think of any words that he would have said.
Churchill.
No, not Churchill. He's an actor. Who?
Churchill with a dog.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Anthony
Hopkins.
Yeah. Let's go. It's Savile.
Shut up.
Right.
Is it John Hurt?
Yes, it's John Hurt! Oh, oh fuck off. That's a brilliant John Hurt.
Oh, John Hurt.
Oh, no.
That's what it sounds like now.
It's too soon, man.
I'm not taking the mic. I'm doing a genuine impression of John Hurt. That is me paying tribute to one of Britain's greatest actors. But I'm not doing that to be offensive. He was a brilliant actor.
Yeah.
I'm a homosexual.
Is that him in character, or is that just something?
We phoned up as Quentin, as yeah, John Hurt as Quentin Crisp.
You phoned him up once, didn't you?
I phoned up Quentin Crisp once because we were drunk. Yeah. Oh, we were drunk. Okay, let's say we were drunk just because it's easy to explain. And we were so drunk, we got his number and we phoned him up.
And what did he say?
Not a lot, I'll be honest.
Yes, why have you called? These are not the droids you're looking for.
There we go, that's Alec Guinness. It was one of those things where he answered. It's much like the calls we get on this show. Mm-hmm. He answered, and we realised we had absolutely nothing to say to him. And he went,
hello, yeah.
And we said, is that Quentin Crisp?
Yeah.
Good.
Nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Oh.
Goodbye.
There we go. We were drunk. So we hugged a lot afterwards. And told each other we loved each other. Oh. That's it, I think. That's it. That's your lot for tonight.
Unless anyone wants to take the mic.
Unless these slackers want to call in. Oh, hang on. Actually, maybe not. Maybe we've got a few more. Yes, we've got a few more of these. These are some more of the answer phone messages that I was banging.
Boss, it's Daniel in Louisville, Kentucky, America. You told us to call.
Yes, I did.
On Twitter.
What have you got?
I don't really have anything to say.
Oh, where are you?
Other than I'm in the bath.
Okay, thanks.
Oh. Bye-bye.
Another naked man.
Here we go.
Hello, this is Alec Guinness here saying I hope you all have a wonderful evening at the Rabbit Hole podcast. I'm sorry I can't be there
Mine
this
was
evening,
better than this.
But unfortunately I'm dead.
Oh.
Although, of course, that doesn't seem to have stopped Peter Cushing, does it?
No.
Goodbye.
There's got two more.
This is how it would sound on a Sunday afternoon. To home, to work a tangy. I'm a cool you. To my petty kitai toy.
Yeah.
Car papiki manga. I'm lucky poka wine have one that dad a tahu. Mataku. I don't know. I can't make it order. Thank you.
And we got one more.
He really did squeeze it out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hello. Goodbye.
I mean, so the state of these people. I don't use Skype socially. Do you use it?
I used to when my sister lived in the States. She used to come to all my kids' birthday parties.
Via that?
Yeah, RoboSys. We used to have, like, the cake, all the kids sitting round, and a space for the screen.
Oh, you have reminded me of one of the best videos I've seen, and it's not that one where the kid keeps electrocuting his dad who's trying to fix the car.
That's an awesome clip.
It's just hilarious. I cannot, honestly, YouTube it. My top three videos, right? Number one, the kid electrocuting his dad fixing the car. Number two, Ronnie O'Sullivan playing virtual snooker. Have you seen it? You saw that. And number three is your sister's birthday. Was it your sister's birthday?
Which one?
The one where you surprised her by going over...
Oh, yeah.
That was a great video.
Yeah, it was brilliant. We, my sister was living in America at the time.
Living in America. Hi, hi. Why did he have that bit in it? Why did he... Was he referencing...
A little nod to...
Hi, hi. Mr. Beecham. What was it?
Oh, Dr. Beecham.
Oh, Dr. Beeching. Hi, hi. Fawlty Towers. He's just listing. Hi, hi.
It was James Brown, wasn't it?
Mind your language. He's just name-checking his favourite sitcoms in it.
Anyway.
Hi, hi.
Back to me. My sister was living in America. My parents were going over to see her, but they were going to meet on holiday.
Love that neighbour.
Mum and Dad were on holiday, and my sister was going to join them with her kids, who we hadn't met because she just had two babies very close together in America.
Hi, hi.
I suppose she would have had to have the babies in America because she was in America. Would have been weird if she'd.
Do they have dual passports?
They're American.
Oh, wow. So they won't be allowed. Are they Muslim?
Not at the moment, but you know.
Okay, well, as long as they don't convert, they'll be all right.
Anyway, so these two little boys we hadn't seen before, and we'd gone over.
I hope that point I've just made is still relevant whenever this gets played in the future. What's he banging on about?
I kind of hope it isn't.
Oh.
Anyway, we were hiding on the balcony. My sister came into the hotel room to see my parents. Oh, how lovely to see you after all this time.
I'm glad Kath's not here. She's such a cow. She'd hate my Muslim children, racists.
Except we were there. We were on the balcony. We came in. It was all lovely. And there were tears.
Actually,
mostly from the kids. Like, who are these strangers?
Now you've described it, that's not in my top three videos.
All right.
I remember it being better than that, but that's all it was, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's not my top
like
three.
Proper family emotion.
I guess my top three now that's been
ruined,
booted out, is number one, the guy being electrocuted by his dad. Number two is Ronnie O'Sullivan on the virtual snooker table
falling over.
Number three, and I can never remember what it is. Do you remember there's a clip that went viral about 10 years ago? And it was a video of some geeks playing World of Warcraft.
Oh God, yeah.
What was he called? Wesley?
Something Johnson. Leroy Johnson!
Leroy Jenkins! Thank you. And it's just them planning. It's the geekiest thing, right? But it's just them planning an attack. Right, you go in and you're going to cast your spell and you're going to cast your cloak of invisibility.
It was really
Leroy Jenkins! And he just runs off. They go, come back!
But at the end they say, not again, Leroy. Like, he does it all the time.
I miss that guy. So that's my top three videos. Yours is not even in the top 10 anymore.
Good, I don't want you to ever watch it again.
I'm surprised that Skype is... I'm going to watch it out of spite.
No,
I'm not going to
let you watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
No.
No, I've got it.
Why have you got it?
I have access to your computer. But I'm surprised that Skype has worked so effectively, mm-hmm. because normally when I speak to... Because my sister's in New Zealand, and the Skype call is always... Hello? Can you hear us? Can't see
frozen.
The picture. That's it. But of course my favorite trick, cuz I'm funny. I can do that for fucking hours. Just freeze for hours, and I'm literally the only person in that whole communication.
That's having a good time.
I'm having a really good time. Do you know what I mean? It makes up for the fact that they're getting annoyed, mm. and I'm using up their valuable New Zealand time. Well, it serves right for emigrating. That's what I say, really. On that bombshell, we're done, I think.
Yeah.
Would you like to wrap it up?
Oh, someone said, oh, that's good. I thought you'd be like, good, we're out. Thank you so much for joining us down the rabbit hole.
They were saying because they wanted me to wrap it up. Ian. Ian closes shows. So I paid to hear Ian close the show. He closes the show. He's the best show closer there is. But it's good that he lets people less fortunate than him have a go. That's good. It's good that...
Yep, carry on.
Wow.
Punch him.
No, don't. Hey, all right, Trump. We're not... but if you I'm just exercising my free speech, okay? And if you disagree with it, then go back home.
Wow.
Oh, I took the Trump hunch then. I've got the physicality. He's got a hunch, isn't he?
Yeah, but your hand's too big.
I serious point.
Oh.
Genuinely serious point, and I've got big hands. But I don't think we should be mocking him for the size of his hands. I don't think we should be. It's like saying he's fat or he's bald or he's got a tiny penis.
Those things are all true.
But we shouldn't be mocking. I don't think we should be mocking him for that.
Do you know what makes it delicious to do it though? Because he hates it. He hates it.
Yeah, I know, but do you know what else he hates? He hates it when we join together and we march and we tell him that his policies are wrong, not his tiny fucking hands.
I think he hates the hands thing more. That's the scariest thing.
This is the thing I read today. You know why he held... This is absolutely... You know Theresa May went over there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And do you know why he held her hand?
Yes, I do.
Do you know this? He's scared of stairs.
And slopes.
This is absolutely true. I swear to God, right? Well, or maybe it's fake news. But I swear to God this is true. Trump is scared of stairs. And the room where they have, like, all the big meetings in the White House is up the first floor, right? And his advisors said to the people in the White House... Yeah, he won't go up there. And he's scared of stairs. Truth, honestly, you're all thinking, that's a weird gag to end on. Ain't no gag. Google it, guys, and if it's on Google, it's true. But we shouldn't be taking the piss out of him for that either.
Oh, what have you just been doing then?
Because, I've been highlighting things. But I genuinely don't think we should be taking the piss out of him for the size of his hands or his fear of stairs.
Okay. What can we take the piss out of then,
that he's... policies. Why has it got heavy in literally the last 30 seconds of the show? His policies. He's a knob, but we can do better than he's a knob, can't we, guys?
Can we not do both?
He's a bit.
He'd like that. Policies. He'd like that.
There we go. You see, now we listen, guys. This has all gone pear-shaped. We started as friends, and now I hate everyone in this room. Mm-hmm. So, Catherine, let's hear your
summary. No, I'm not allowed to summarise, am I? According to you.
Just finish the show. I want to go home.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for joining us down the rabbit hole. It's been our pleasure. Hope it's been at least a little bit fun for you. Thank you so much, and good night. And don't forget, we record these in front of a live audience. If you want to be part of it, you need to go to
www.ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee.
And we'll see you down the rabbit hole.
It's an Alex Daggy production.
Me like you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.